Coming up on this week's edition of Vikings Huddle, guard Brandon Fusco joins the show to discuss what sports he liked to play growing up.
I don't get to play a lot of it during the season, try to just focus on football.
And go inside the walls of the Vikings training facility in Eden Prairie and learn what it's like to be a Minnesota Viking. It's all next on Vikings Huddle.
One, two, three. We're up, play 60. All right.
I'm Paul Allen, the radio play-by-play voice for the Minnesota Vikings, and this is Vikings Huddle. Is everybody ready to have a great time today, kids? From Edenbrook Elementary, we welcome you to Mall of America and Nickelodeon Universe. Again, the kids here are from Edenbrook Elementary, and the show is provided by the Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. This is a family-oriented show that helps junior broadcasters. Do we have a lot of junior broadcasters in the crowd? People ready to make a lot of noise for your favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings? Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? Excellent. We're very excited. Thanks to the Fuel Up for 60 program and the Junior Broadcaster program, we give kids the opportunity to meet some of their favorite Minnesota Vikings. And joining us this week is A.J. Gordon, a 7th grader from Osseo Junior High School, and he's also a student ambassador for the Fuel Up to Play 60 program. How about another round of applause for my main man, A.J.? My main man. High five. You ready to have a good time today, AJ?
Yep, this is going to be a great show.
It's going to be a great show, just like AJ said. Well, our first Viking to join us today, ladies and gentlemen, he plays right guard for the Minnesota Vikings. How about an Edenbrook Elementary round of applause for Mr. Brandon Fusco?
How's it going?
How about that? Brandon is part of what I call on the radio the Minnesota Moving Company. It moves people for profit in the running game for the MVP, Adrian Peterson, and it protects the quarterback. Now, a lot of players in the National Football League come from big Division I programs. That's not the case with Brandon. He's been in the league a couple of years now. He came from a school called Slippery Rock. Where is Slippery Rock, and what division is it, and what was your path like to the NFL?
Slippery Rock is about 45 minutes north of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's a very small school, 8,500 students. Division II, not Division I like a lot of guys in the NFL, but my path was a little different. Always the underdog growing up. Wasn't always the biggest guy. Always had to work hard and, just push myself and make sure I was working hard every day to be the best player I could be. And, if you're good enough, they'll find you no matter what school you play at or whatnot. So, yeah, it's my path.
AJ told me before the show that about 8 to 10 years from now, when he's in his early 20s, he wants to take my job as the host of Vikings Huddle and the guy calling Vikings games on the radio. He's our talented junior broadcaster from Osseo Junior High School, and he's going to chat with Brandon Fusco. AJ, take it away.
Okay, Brandon, how do you stay fit and eat healthy every day?
Well, I stay fit by just going to practice every day, working out a couple times a week. This important to start off is eating healthy. I think it's the most important thing, having a good diet, eating the right foods so I can always play at my highest potential. And, practice and, lifting is pretty much how I stay in shape.
How do you stay active at home and not at a game?
It's easy to be a couch potato and all that stuff, but when I'm not playing football, it's a lot of film work and whatnot. But I'm not very active. I like to sit on the couch, but at the same time, I'm still working while watching film and all that stuff.
Excellent questions, AJ. What's next?
What is your favorite healthy snack?
Favorite healthy snack? Cheese. I like cheese. That's it's a good snack, but. Now, when we're playing the Green Bay Packers, that's not my favorite food because, they are the cheeseheads. So.
Hey, Mall of America, how about we boo the Green Bay Packers right now just to have fun?
Boo! What is your favorite flavored milk or just white?
Milk? Mm-hmm. I'm a big chocolate guy. guy, so I like chocolate milk. I think it's a great, great drink after a workout. I think it tastes good, and that's my favorite. I also go like strawberry too. So,
what is your worst injury?
Worst injury? I've been fortunate enough. I really haven't had any serious injuries. There we go. Knock on that. And I think a couple broken fingers and some strains and sprains. I mean, that's basically all for me. But luckily enough, I've been pretty healthy over the years.
Wait a second. You said you haven't had any serious injuries, only broken fingers?
Yeah.
Those hurt, Brandon.
It hurts, yeah. Dislocated fingers. I see here, I got a couple crooked fingers. So.
Jeez.
So, yeah,
do you still have all 10 fingers?
Yeah, so 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I think yes. Yeah.
Okay,
I got
we're
them.
Just
I
making got sure. AJ?
Yeah.
How long do you practice a day?
Days at the facility are pretty long. We get in around 8 o'clock. It consists of meetings and practice and a bunch of walkthroughs. We eat lunch. They feed us the healthy foods and all that stuff. But it's pretty much an 4 or 5 p.m. job. So it's a long day.
Other than football, what other sports do you like?
I'm a big basketball guy. I like to play basketball. That's a good way to stay active, get some cardio in. I don't get to play a lot of it during the season, try to just focus on football, but basketball and, it's another sport I like to play.
Great job, AJ. Thank you for the excellent questions. How about a round of applause for 7th grader AJ Gorton? Edinbrook Elementary's here at Mall of America, specifically Nickelodeon Universe. I'm Paul Allen. More Vikings Huddle coming up next.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Hi. My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I'm the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings football team. Today, we're going to do a low-fat, healthy grilled cheese sandwich. Ready? Okay. We have 2 slices of 100% whole wheat bread. We also have 2 slices of low-fat cheese. What you do first is you take your bread and you're going to toast it in your toaster. After that, you're going to take your cheese slices and you're going to put it on your toast. You're going to make a sandwich out of it. You're going to take a paper towel and you're going to wrap your sandwich in the paper towel. You're going to put this in the microwave for about 20 seconds. And voila! Here's your healthy grilled cheese sandwich.
Thanks, Gigi. Thanks, kids. I'm here with Abdul and Maurice, and we're at Mall of America, Nickelodeon Universe. Some great ideas for some snacks, and you can learn more information on the Fuel Up to Play 60 at Vikings.com. In fact, speaking of the Minnesota Vikings at Winter Park, we have a very talented Vikings insider. His name is Derek, and he's patrolling Winter Park to take us behind the scenes. Derek?
I'm your Viking insider with the Pro Scouts, Jeff Robinson and Ryan Monins.
Yes.
All right, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Do you mind if I ask you guys a couple questions?
Go for it.
All right, what do you do as a scout?
You go for it.
Well, we watch our opponent. So this week we're watching Baltimore, and we put together a full scouting report for the coaching staff. With all the players, and we give a presentation to the coaches of what to look for, who their best players are, and how we match up against them.
The next thing that we're going to do is show you what we have to do when we bring players in for a workout.
Sounds interesting.
Do you think you can run a 40 for us?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
For this 40, what you're going to do is you're going to get in a 3-point stance, either your right hand or your left hand on the ground. You can put your hand all the way up to the end of the white line, and then on your movement, you're going to run all the way to the other 30. So you're going to run from the 30 here to the 30 there.
And that's it?
And that's a 40-yard dash.
All right.
Okay? Now don't get outside of the cone. Stay, go straight down the cone, straight down the hatch. If you get crooked, then that means your time is going to be slower. Okay?
Okay.
We need a speedy guy, so we need you to do this fast. Can you handle that? All right.
That was very cool. Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Abdul?
Great work, Derek.
This is Vikings Huddle.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Vikings Huddle. This is Edenbrook Elementary. I'm Paul Allen. We're at Mall of America, specifically Nickelodeon Universe. And being active in the community and helping others is a very important part of being part of the Minnesota Vikings, not only for those who play on the field, but those of us off the field. Every single player on the team commits personal time each year to helping in the community. Let's take a look.
It is that time of year when we celebrate the holidays. Spending these special days with family and friends, and reflecting on the many blessings. Not everyone can have a special holiday, but the Minnesota Vikings did all they could to make this a memorable Thanksgiving for many in need.
Yeah, it's a great feeling at the end of the day to put a smile on someone's face that day and for that holiday. You can't, no amount of wins, you know, can replace that when you're doing it for a good reason.
Once again, Kevin Williams and some of his teammates spent a morning helping families have all the ingredients needed for a perfect Thanksgiving dinner. Kevin donated 750 turkeys at the Cub Foods in South Minneapolis, and the impact of his efforts led to many joyous and happy faces.
I saw how well we did last year with everybody turning out for Thanksgiving, so I decided to double it up, you know, try to double the smiles this year for Thanksgiving.
I think it's part of our obligation. This community gives so much to us and their support, and it's the least we can do in the holiday season to make sure that we can give back and make sure families that are in need have an opportunity to enjoy a good, happy Thanksgiving meal.
Number one, it's humbling, because if you're able to put a smile on somebody's face, it just makes all the difference in the world, because we can remember back that we were not so fortunate in a lot of areas of our lives. But somebody took the time to help us, and now that we're in a position to do that, just to help somebody to put a smile on their face, to provide, you know, a little bit of meal and a little bit of happiness during this holiday season, it's just a blessing.
Wasn't that neat?
Yeah!
Another excellent moment from your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now we're going to check in with the dude over at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota for this week's Making Safe Simple Minute.
Thanks, PA. As PA mentioned, my name is The Dude, children's live TV show host, and I am here with Nurse Kit, an emergency department nurse. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks, dude.
Now, we're in the midst of sports season. What are some things that us kids need to know before we play?
Well, dude, having the proper gear when you play sports is very important because it can keep you safe and healthy, but there's a lot to think about, from what goes into your body to what goes on it. So if you were a football player, what would you bring to get ready for the big game?
Like soda, candy, giant foam finger?
Dude, what are you thinking?
Oh.
No, things like a bottle of water, sunscreen, helmet and pads, protein bar, mouth guard. Those are the proper things that you need in order to keep yourself safe and healthy.
I should have known that. I'm the quarterback for my flag football team, so.
Oh, cool.
I have a game this Saturday. Do you want to come?
Sure.
Cool, I need a ride. thank you, Nurse Kit. Remember the essentials, kids.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Welcome back. Welcome from all of America and Nickelodeon Universe, Minnesota Vikings offensive lineman Brandon Fusco, junior broadcaster A.J. Gorton, and I'm Paul Allen. And now it's time for the two-minute drill. We have several students here who have been very patient and very kind from Edenbrook Elementary. They're going to ask our featured Vikings guests some questions. We begin here. What's your name and what's your question, buddy?
Hi, my name is Zach. My question is, what is your favorite pregame meal?
What is your favorite pregame meal?
Well, you know, I like chicken. Chicken's my favorite food. Chicken with some pasta and some vegetables, I think gets me ready, fueled up for a game.
My name is Devlin, and my question is, what is it like being drafted into the NFL?
Oh, it's definitely a dream come true. Ever since, you know, I was your guys' age, you know, growing up playing football. Football's been my life. You know, it's been everything, you know, part of my life. And finally, you know, achieve my goal as a little kid. And since I was a little kid, it's just a dream come true to play.
Hello, sweetie. What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, my name is Isabella. And if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
If you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
I have a degree in safety management. I don't know if I'd use that or not. I mean, I'd like to be coaching. I mean, I like to say football in somehow, shape, or form. But I think after I'm done playing, I like to get in some coaching.
And Brandon definitely has a long career ahead of him. Yeah. What's your name, buddy? What's your question?
My name is Alex, and my question is, did your parents ever want you to play football or another sport?
Yeah, when I was growing up, that's a very good question. My mom wasn't a big fan. She didn't want me to get hurt and all that stuff. My dad, it was all for, you know, wanted me to, you know, get active some kind of sport. But basketball was my second sport. I played a little bit, not really that much. But football really has been my sport my whole life.
If you played Adrian Peterson one-on-one in basketball, 1 point for each basket to 10, who would win and why?
I mean, I think I'd win. I'll just back him down on my size. So.
That's awesome. That's yeah, good. Hi, sweetie. What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Joanna, and my question is, did you ever move?
Did you ever have to move, or was Western Pennsylvania your home all your life?
I was born in Dayton, Ohio. I lived there until I was about 6 or 7, moved to Pittsburgh, and we've lived around the same area since then, since I was 7 years old.
Go ahead.
My name is Chloe, and my question is, what is your favorite breakfast food?
You look like you'd love bacon.
Yes, I'm a big bacon
just
guy.
Good big old bacon. Do you like it? Do you like it soft and chewy,
no,
or do you like it crunchy?
I like it a little crunch, but I like it to still be a little fatty. So, I like it like that. But I like French toast too. French toast is definitely one of my favorites.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's your question, sweetie?
My name's Orion. I was wondering, what's the best part of being a pro football player?
What's the best part of being a pro football player?
I don't do it for all the attention. I play for a lot of people. I play for my family and my friends and my school I play for. And, you know, football's a great sport. It teaches you a lot about, you know, life and everything like that. It's a great thing. And you know, I've taken so much from the game of football, and I appreciate it, and I just love it.
What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Sadaya, and I wanted to know what inspired you to want you to be a football player.
You know, the game, it's just so much fun. You know, I just, you know, when you're having a bad day, you just take it out on someone else. I think it's just the best part. You know, I'm not a mean guy. I often feel I guess I'm a big teddy bear, but football is, it's just a fun thing to do. It's a team sport, and I just love it.
What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Gabby. How old were you when you started playing football?
I was 9 years old. So, it's been my whole life. And, I don't know what I'd do without it.
Excellent questions, kids. Give yourselves a round of applause. That was a fantastic two-minute drill that we've had with Brandon Fusco, offensive lineman for the Minnesota Vikings. Members of Edenbrook Elementary, thank you very much for your attention and your love that you've given us as the Vikings Entertainment Network and the Minnesota Vikings football team today. Have been happy to come here with A.J. Gorton from Osseo Junior High School and do Vikings Huddle. Now, we are going to close it with a very special breakdown from Brandon Fusco.
1, 2, 3. We're up 60. All right.